June 20th, 2016, a suicide bomber killed 16 people on an attack against security guards working for the Canadian Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. To terrorists, anyone tasked with protecting those they see as targets become themselves targets. Kabul, Afghanistan. Have you ever worked at an embassy? If you have, you know that there is usually a fairly small contingent of staff that are sent from the home country, such as the ambassador, counselors, etc., and a larger number of what are called locally engaged workers. Sometimes these are people who hold dual citizenship or who have been associated with a particular embassy for years and hence are highly trusted. The plain fact is that no embassy could function economically without the latter. They do a lot of the administrative duties and can deploy their language and cultural skills to help the embassy achieve its goals. They really are essential. At times, those who toil for a quote-unquote foreign power are seen as traitors by some in their home communities. This is particularly true when the nation represented by the diplomats is unpopular or is involved in activities that piss off the locals. Think the US Embassy in Baghdad post-2003, and you'll see what I mean. It should come as no surprise, then, that on occasions, locally engaged staff are targeted by terrorists. On this day in 2016, 16 Afghan, Nepalese, and Indian security guards were killed in a terrorist attack in Kabul on their way to work at the Canadian Embassy to Afghanistan. Both the Taliban and his local Islamic State affiliate claim the suicide bomber who detonated his load outside their minibus. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the bombing appalling and cowardly. These kinds of jobs are often much higher paying than others in the immediate surroundings. Why should these hardworking people have to die for putting food on the table?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.